Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. And as we do every Tuesday night, the first or the last Tuesday of the month, I should say the last Tuesday of the month, we bring on the great NWAC coaches from the West and the North. But one of those coaches is missing tonight, TJ Cow. He had a prior commitment, so I've kind of gone to the South. We're pulling the South to start off the program tonight, and we'll talk to our coaches from the West and the North definitely tonight. But I pulled in from the bullpen, the starter, everything, the most successful coach in the NWAC, and I don't think any of our coaches would argue with that, Cliff Wagner, the head coach at Clackamas Community College. And Cliff, thanks for starting this program out tonight. How are you?
Well, I was just sitting around, and I saw the sign from the bullpen said, bring in the lefty, so the big lefty's right here. So nice to be able to actually talk after the technical difficulties earlier.
Yeah, and you know, the great part about this, everybody that's on this program is a big fan of yours, and you're a fan of theirs, Mitch Freeman, Kyle Gray, and Aaron Landon, and I know you have a lot of respect for those guys, and we'll talk a little bit here, but I did want to ask you, Cliff, the Portland Pro-Am concluded this week, and you had to be proud of all your ex-players in there, including Jayla Staff-Scott, who hit the winning shot on the winning team.
Yeah, Shay was just a monster in both the semifinal and the championship game, and he's just such a good player and such a professional kid. And then Justin Stein, he also had a great season with the Pro-Am, and he was really good in the playoffs too. And then another player, Derek Hayes, from our 2010-2011 teams, was also in the game as well. So those three guys, just sitting on the sideline watching them win a championship was pretty darn cool and pretty exciting, and really got my blood pumping a little bit, and really made me proud of how they played and conducted themselves, and just to think that they all learned to play college basketball at Clackamas Community College. So that was very cool.
Cliff, I know that one thing that's really special about you among many, you have a vision way beyond Clackamas Community College. Of course, that's where you teach, that's where you coach, that's where you've been highly successful. But you really have a passion for the entire NWAC. And give a shout-out to the three other coaches and just tell them what NWAC basketball means to you.
Well, I don't think they need to tell me I don't think I need to tell it too much. I mean, I'm tired of, if you're listening, Mitch, I'm tired of losing you in the tournament. Kyle Gray, I'm tired of losing you in the tournament. Aaron Landon, I know you're going to get there because you're a great young coach and you work so hard at it. But they are seriously, they're all excellent coaches and they're all thoroughly professional people. So it's an honor for me to be on the program and share that with them. But NWAC basketball is really, really, really good basketball, and I do have a passion for that. And I just have a passion for basketball. My 40th season next year, and I'm looking forward to it as much as any season I've ever coached.
And in conclusion, Cliff, how fast has those 40 years gone by for you?
seems like just the other day I was had my own college uniform on and was playing ball. So every year has just been great. It has gone fast. It's been a great, great profession. And I professionally, I think I'm the luckiest person in the world in terms of what I've been able to do and who I've been able to work with, and that I've been able to do it my way at the junior college level, because you really feel like you have a lot more autonomy than you would at other levels when you're a junior college coach. So that's been fabulous.
Great job tonight, Cliff. I'm really humbled and honored to know you for over 35 years, and let's do another 35. And thanks for getting this program roaring tonight and filling in for TJ. And I know you'll be listening to the rest of these great coaches as we head on in the program. Have a great rest of the night.
Thanks so much, Greg. I look forward to hearing the other coaches tonight.
You betcha. And speaking of other coaches, Let's go to Mitch Freeman, a regular on this program at Peninsula College. And Mitch, how you doing? And it was great to hear from Cliff.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. And Coach Wagner is definitely he's a great, great coach, and he's set great standards for the NWAC. And it's a privilege to be able to hear him talk and to be able to interact and talk with him, as I've had many opportunities to talk to him. He's a great person, great coach.
How about any update regarding your team, Mitch? We talk every month, and, of course, all these people you're going to hear tonight, they're on every last Tuesday of each month, and we love having them on. We love NWAC basketball. Any news since we last talked a month ago?
Well, our roster is set in place, just ready for the guys to arrive on campus, and finalizing some housing stuff for them, but we're excited to have our group of guys. That we have 9 returners and 7 new players coming, so we still have some young bodies that are coming, but we're really excited about the youth of our program, along with the newcomers that are coming in into Port Angeles, and we're excited for the year. Really excited to get started. It's coming down shortly here in about 3 weeks, so.
It is coming down very shortly, it seems like, and it's time. It's going to start raining this weekend. It's time. And what's one thing you really feel like your team, looking at your roster right now, Mitch, that they really need to work hard on before you play even that first game?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I guess bringing the young players in and trying to build on that chemistry. Toward the end of the year, I thought we really started to gel together. But now you're bringing in some new guys, and now we want to try to build on some of that momentum. But it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, it's hard. It's a very competitive league, and so we have got to be ready. And so it's going to start from day one to as soon as we start our conditioning and getting stronger and then gelling together, and all that just takes so much time. And I tell people, I mean, it's tough to win. And some of these coaches, I mean, Coach Gray at Edmonds and Coach Wagner at Clackamas, I mean, they have been very, very successful, and it's not easy. And so we're just trying to get down that route in terms of having a successful program on the court, in the classroom, and for our community, proud of our guys. So it just takes some time, but it's a process, and so it's no short answer to that question. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things we got to work on. So, but I'm excited about our group, really excited about our young kids and the returners. So, yeah.
Mitch, I was having some technical difficulties tonight with the program prior that I do, and then this program getting it started. But I usually start out, and I didn't want to take the time, but I say that, you know, we're going to talk to coaches who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. For us, I mean, we talk about our foundation of it's not about basketball. It's about something else. It's about life. It's about how you treat people and how much of an impact this game has because of all that it brings. I mean, the chances for us to interact with the community, the chances for our guys to be able to make a huge footprint in their life. And so, and we talk about being humble and coming together and all the things that have absolutely nothing to do with basketball. This community and this program has been that, and hopefully will continue to be that, what that's about in terms of, you know, how our guys act, how our guys, what they do in the classroom, and all that stuff that we kind of really emphasize in our program, and has such a big, it's just huge for them as they move forward in their life.
Very well said, Mitch. We'll talk to you at the end of September, and always look forward to talking to you. And, And we'll kind of break down your roster a little bit more with everybody during that show. How's that sound?
That sounds really great. I really look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you very much. Great person, great coach, Mitch Freeman at Peninsula College and in a beautiful, one of the most beautiful areas in all the world, the peninsula of the state of Washington. And now let's go to a guy who also is in one of the most beautiful areas in all the world, the Puget Sound area, Kyle Gray, the head coach at Edmonds Community Coach, Community College. How you doing tonight, Kyle?
Good, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for being on tonight. And we weren't able to talk to you last month because you had some family issues we were dealing with, and I hope those are better. And we're saying our prayers for you there. And give us a little update. How are things shaping up for your 15-16 team?
I appreciate that too, Gray. I do. Our team is looking. We love what we're doing right now. Sorry, Greg. Are you there? I'm having some difficulty there. Are you there, Greg?
I'm here. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that. So our 15-16 group is looking great. I mean, we're looking forward to getting started, just as all the coaches have said so far. And August is kind of a downtime. And I think we're just all gearing up and getting ready for the next couple weeks here.
Kyle, speaking of downtime, there's this ongoing debate that, you know, what is downtime? Some people don't take vacations. Some take really good vacations and everything. What's your thought on a college basketball coach getting his rest and having a little downtime?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, everybody's different. Everybody's wired different. I've found that, kind of by happenstance every once in a while, I just need to unplug. I need to get away and just, be with the family. We're away from our families for so much. It becomes hard at times. Just to kind of unplug, try to just, I was gone away with no internet, no phone and all that stuff. And just for a while to get away, I think it just kind of rejuvenates you and gets you to come back with a bit of a clear mindset, maybe do, some education piece, read a book or something like that, just to come back with a different, fresh mind. I think that's really important. If I don't do that, then I run the risk of possibly getting burnt out or something like that during the season. But, as long as that happens, it doesn't need to be a long time, but, maybe a couple of days, even a week or something like that. You just unplug and just, let yourself relax a little bit and kind of get back in touch with what's really important, which is your family and your foundation. And then when you get back at it, then you're fresh and you're ready to go.
Kyle, I always do use my same statement with everybody that as a coach, you're shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I know what that means to me and why I say it. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I coach Freeman, he said it best. I mean, it is everything. I mean, it's what we do, why we do it. Basketball is just a vehicle for us to kind of get in touch with these kids and, especially at our level, at the NWAC level. I mean, this is a point for a lot of kids where it's make or break. There is no other step for them to take other than this right here or nothing at all. And so we get them at a real crucial point in their life where they're trying to decide what they're going to do and be it with basketball and academics. And we have a really huge opportunity to step in and kind of guide them and lead them to the right direction. It's not something that we take lightly. I know myself and my whole coaching staff embodies that and wants that for every one of our players. It's just that if we, you may not go on and play after this or whatever, but you're going to go on and get your education and you're going to find what you want to do with your life. And hopefully you take a lot of what you've learned with us, just how to conduct yourself as a man out there in the real world. And you can utilize that when you leave.
Kyle, what did you think of that proposal that came out today to move Clackamas Community College to the NWAC North? I forgot to ask Pope Freeman about it.
I didn't hear anything about that. That's I don't know if Cliff wants to come all the way up to Edmonds and Peninsula. That would be a heck of a road trip.
that shows my real side there, Kyle. I have a dry sense of humor, and I enjoy it, and I like making people laugh. And a good that you laughed about it. But you know, I'm prejudiced here, but it is great to have someone like Cliff, who's been in the league so long, so successful, but yet so supportive of the entire scope of the league.
You know, I mean, I've had a good chance to talk to Cliff a little more over the last few years, especially, and going to his tournament, you know, after Christmas. And I just have a great appreciation for the fact that he has a lot of history with the league, but also he has a great mind as far as what the future should hold for the league. And I think it's really important. And when he speaks, I listen for sure. And, you know, I'm definitely grateful for our relationship and grateful that he's in our league for sure.
Kyle, in conclusion, what's the now that we're ending summer, traditionally in the Northwest, it seems to pretty much end after Labor Day, even though the good weather continues. What's the one thing that you really cherish this summer outside of your family time, which you said most important and rightfully so, that will help you as a coach in 15-16?
You know, I think just working individually with some of my guys that have shown that they're really hungry to get better. You know, I just I have a great appreciation for guys that want to be in the gym and want to get better and that are able to listen, able to kind of be sponges as far as just not coming in with a certain mindset that they can't get any better or that, you know, there's nothing that they can, that they need to do to improve themselves. And when I get kids and a group of kids, especially that I feel like I have here in the 15-16 season that are ready to be hungry, ready to learn and get better. I've seen a lot of that over the summer, and I'm really excited for that, those individuals to become part of a team and really, really try to do some damage this year. So definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Great job tonight, Kyle. I love all you guys, as you know, or else I wouldn't have you on the radio. And you're fabulous as coaches, as people, and you do great with these questions, which I actually like to throw people off occasionally. I like to make people think. That's all part of life, and you guys do a great job handling them. So we'll talk to you again at the end of September.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks very much.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the outstanding coach at Edmonds Community College. And let's wrap up the program as we do every last Tuesday of the month with Aaron Landon at South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington. Aaron, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Get a little bit closer there. It's a little bit faint. Thanks for asking that question. Aaron, I wanted to ask you, any big news coming out of South Puget Sound?
Yeah, it's been a very busy week. We added a player from Northern California pretty late, at least late by my standards. And then in the last 24 hours, we've added DeAndre Bird, who is a guy that I remember watching when I was back at Concordia. Out of Grant High School, went to Central Wyoming this last year. Had a pretty good year, and he's going to transfer in. A friend of mine helped with that, and I'm really, really excited to coach him. So it's been an exciting 24 hours up here in Olympia. And actually, right now I'm on the road, so I apologize if I don't sound so clear.
No, you're sounding real good, and you sound very happy. Those are two pretty darn good additions.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun this year. You know, August was a roller coaster. We lost a guy late, and you know, this, especially today, just knowing that, you know, DeAndre's coming aboard. It's been a crazy week, but really good. And now I'm driving out of California to see my family. So pretty excited right now, and wired, and excited for the year to start.
Aaron, you know, you're building a program there. I think it's safe to say. Are you pleased with these building blocks, the direction they're going right now?
Yeah, of course. You know, patience has been something that I've, you know, you got to remind yourself to be patient. We've made a lot of progress, and we got a ways to go. We're really excited about this year. But, you know, I don't want to overlook the great moments that we've had. You know, we've had big, you know, tournament wins. We've graduated players. This was my first sophomore class this year that got to graduate. And having those guys go on and play at the four-year level. We have Elijah out at Regis University. He's playing for Brady Bergeson now, who was at Western Oregon the past few years. And one of our post players is down at Concordia, where I was before I got this job. So just watching players go on is really, you know, why I'm in it. Obviously, you know, we're all here to compete and win, but our level is all about getting guys moving forward and getting them those opportunities. So, yeah, I'm happy with what we're doing, but I'm really excited for the future too.
Yeah, I you know, Aaron, I don't misspeak too often, but I misspoke here when I was talking about this. I misread this. It's actually that the proposal to put Clackamas Community College in the NWAC West. Now, what do you think of that?
I heard you teasing Kyle. You know, we just dropped Clark out of our league. I'm good with the 8 that we got. You know, that's nice. We, you know, dropping that 9th team means that we just lost that one crazy week in January where we have the 3 games and 5 nights. So I'm all good. I love my region. You know, I'm biased, but I always say that the West region is the strongest in the NWAC, and I'm sure every coach from every region would say that about their region. So I love going down to Portland, but I think Clackamas is good in the South. I'm happy with keeping them down there.
Have you had much contact over the years with Coach Wagner, who you know, is terrific? You know, I think he's the most successful college basketball coach ever in the state of Oregon. I'd put him slightly ahead of Danny Miles. Not even, you know, that, I know that's arguable at times, but he certainly is a person that wants to grow the profession and grow the game.
Yeah, I remember him, you know, dating back to my time at Concordia when I was a really young assistant. You know, he's one of the guys that always had time for me. And, you know, when I became a head coach, he was, you know, really warm. And, you know, he has us down to his Jamboree deal, which is a great way to start our season. So this year it's on Halloween. We'll be down there, you know, and just always been a supportive guy and just, yeah, very definitely one of the gentlemen of the NWAC.
Aaron, I use the term about, you know, shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. What is that? Not that you would use that term, too. It's what I say about the respect I have for coaches. What does that mean to you personally?
You know, if you're talking about the NWAC specifically, it's just, you know, it's a unique, special place. You know, and I'm a guy that came from California, played my JC ball and coached some JC ball in California. I've just always thought that the NWAC is neat. I love how the regions are broken up. I think that kind of makes it a territorial pride thing. Kind of a neat way to have the leagues. The tournament is really unique, and it's just a fun deal. So, you know, when I came to the Pacific Northwest, you know, I fell in love with Portland, and I love the Pacific Northwest. And so the NWAC was just really attractive to me, and I'm just so excited to finally, you know, be coaching my own program. And building that has just been probably the most exciting thing of my life, you know, outside of getting married and just a couple other important things.
Aaron, you've done a tremendous job of rounding up, that's the term I'll use, of listeners to this program, because I get the comments, the emails about, you know, you really promoted the heck out of being on every end of the month, and I thank you for that. What is the buzz about South Puget Sound Community College men's basketball right now, and where do you want to take that buzz to?
Yeah. You know, I guess, you know, on or off the court, I'd say on the court, you know, we're kind of unique. We're going to have a lot of skilled, you know, athletic, bigger guys. And, you know, it's going to be a fun year where we kind of speed up what we do. just because we see so many half-court defensive looks. You know, I guess you got to just take advantage of transition. It's one thing I've learned. And I would say, you know, off the court is, you know, I'd imagine we have to have one of the best programs academically in the NWAC. We have a team GPA of above a 3.0, which we worked our butts off to get. And, you know, we're graduating our guys, which at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. They're not here very long. So that's our purpose, is to make sure that they graduate and they get those opportunities to move on and go on to the university level play and then graduate.
Aaron, awesome job tonight per usual. Thanks for all you do. You're the one that kind of got this program started and motivated people to listen, and I appreciate it, and I'm happy to do it. And we'll talk to you at the end of September, and have a great time down there with your family. And when we talk to you at the end of September, it's go time.
It sure is. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Greg.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. Thanks to Mitch Freeman, Peninsula College. Thanks to Kyle Gray at Edmonds Community College. And thanks to the iconic Cliff Wagner, who jumped on board tonight and helped us out. And we really appreciate it from Clackamas Community College. And we'll be back next week on this program, Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz, when we'll bring on the great Jovan Alford as he joins us the first Tuesday of each month, all the way from Philadelphia, one of the big rising media stars in the whole world. And Jovan will have plenty to say about Chip Kelly and everything else going on in Philadelphia then, as well as the sports world in general. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody. And don't forget to make your free throws. And we'll be back again next week, same time, 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Good night.